About any broadcasting station, get in touch with us. IBA, Mass Media Complex, Ali King Kata Road, PO Box 32475, Lusaka, or call us on 260-211-2505 at 9, or visit our website at www.iba.org.zm. IBA, here for the public. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Speaker Moti defends deferment of Constitutional Bill No. 7. Government assures timely delivery of farming imports ahead of planting season. Dozens of Ghanaian trafficked in football jobs come rescued in Nigeria.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jilalam. Speaker of National Assembly Nelly Moti has defended the deferment of the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7, stating that the move is in line with established parliamentary procedure and is not illegal. Her clarification came in response to concerns raised in Parliament by Lunte Member of Parliament Mutoto Kafuaya, who questioned whether the deferment amounted to an illegality on the part of the government. In a ruling, Ms. Moti explained that the deferment was done in accordance with parliamentary standing orders, which allows for such actions under specific circumstances. She adds that the deferment of the bill is not a new practice and has been applied in the past, including with other legislative proposals that were either postponed or withdrawn entirely. The speaker's remarks come amid growing public interest in Constitutional Bill No. 7, which addresses key governance and legal reform issues.
So I don't know why you are finding issue with the Honorable Minister of Justice deferring the bill. So the Honorable Member Bolute was completely out of order to say that we were engaging ourselves in an illegality. You can question as much as you want.
Meanwhile, the Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, has warned the government against defying the Constitutional Court's ruling that declared the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 null and void, stating that any attempt to proceed with the bill would be unconstitutional and illegitimate. The Constitutional Court, in its June 27, 2025 judgment in the case of Munir Zulu and Celestine Mugandila versus the Attorney General, found that the process used by the government to table the bill violated the spirit and letter of several constitutional provisions. These include Articles 1, 2, 5, 7, 8, 61, 90, 91, and 92, which mandates that the people must lead any initiative to alter the supreme law of the land. LAZ President Longisan Zulu has urged the government to immediately halt any further action on the bill, which the court found to have been introduced without mandatory and broad-based consultations.
The bill cannot legally be a basis for any future constitutional reforms. LAZ urges government to strictly abide by the guidance of the Constitutional Court and merely play a facilitatory role to the people's wishes on any future constitutional reform process. LAZ strongly recommends that government seriously reconsiders any plans to embark on the process of amending the Constitution until after the 2026 general elections, so that any reform to the supreme law of the land is people-driven, holistic, to include expansion of the Bill of Rights to encompass economic and civil rights, as well as enjoys broad-based stakeholder consensus.
Government has assured farmers that imports under the Farmer Import Support Program will be delivered on time ahead of the upcoming planting season as part of efforts to boost agriculture productivity. This assurance was issued by the Minister of Agriculture, Mutoro Piri, in response to a question from Kankoya Member of Parliament Hudson Mabeta, who sought clarity on whether the government would leverage increased local fertilizer production to ensure early import distribution. Mr. Piri said the Minister has taken proactive measures to facilitate timely delivery, including early management with import producers and agro-dealers. The minister also disclosed that outstanding debts owed to agro-dealers from the previous farming season have been cleared, a move aimed at preventing disruptions in the supply chain.
End season, and even other importers of fertilizers like Omnia, etc., should be ready to position this fertilizer in time, on time, in the different areas. I'm just coming from Lundazi. I took time, Madam Speaker, to go around Lundazi. And I can happily say that I found that the agro dealers there have huge quantities of fertilizer already positioned. And we would like to see that in most parts of the country. We have started, Madam Speaker, talking to fertilizer distributors, major fertilizer importers, and major fertilizer producers that they should position this fertilizer in the different areas.
Parliament was thrown into drama this afternoon after several Patriotic Front PF members of Parliament staged a walkout in protest over remarks made by Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Mortin. The protest was triggered when Speaker Morty likened the PF lawmakers' conduct in the House to the internal leadership wrangles currently affecting their party, urging them to put their house in order. Tensions flared earlier when Nakonde MP Lucas Mumba rose on a point of order, questioning the Speaker's delay in ruling on the official leadership of the opposition in Parliament. He further went to suggest potential collusion between the legislative and the executive arms of government regarding the matter. In her response, Speaker Moti reiterated that she would only act once the courts concluded the ongoing dispute over PF's leadership, stressing that it would be inappropriate for the National Assembly to interfere in a matter before the judiciary. Her remarks drew strong reaction from the opposition members, prompting several PF MPs to exit the chamber in protest. In an unusual move, when the MPs later attempted to return to the House, Speaker Moti ordered that they be excused for the remainder of the sitting, citing their earlier decision to walk out.
Let's make progress. I'm sure the same way that you are exhibiting disorderly conduct is the same way that you are exhibiting disorderly conduct in your party. Put your house in order.
And now, business news. Business news.
Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chepoka Malenga has reaffirmed the government's commitment to strengthening industrial development through infrastructure support following a working visit to Tazama Pipeline Kalonja Pump Station. The visit aims to gain insight into the station's current operational status and explore strategies to maximize its contribution to the local and national economic development. While at the station, Mr. Malenga engaged in discussions with the station supervisor Haley Mainza and Deputy Supervisor John Kaira. Key topics included the impact of open access to the pipeline, current operational capacity limitations, and practical steps to improve performance and service delivery. The minister highlighted the significance of infrastructure such as the Tazama pipeline in supporting emerging industries in the region, including Zampam and manganese processing.
So it's the reason why I'm here, to see what can Muchinga province, later on the Bushmanga district, do to the improvement of the livelihoods of the people. We've been in Mbeka, we've been in Kachibira, and here we are. So, if you have seen, the president has been making a strong call on the improvement of productivity of things we have. We have identified a spoon picker, that silk plant. They wanted to be exporting silk in its raw form, but the president said, no, we need value addition. They need to process silk into silk material, which we are doing, and we are exporting it in this finished product form. We also talk about Kachibira,
We take a break. We have more news after that. Stay tuned.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise